Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an all-new, brand-new Russell Wortham Show coming to you live, commercial-free, from my super-secret Batcave. Folks, we're back and back in the middle of greatness. We are going a cappella today. Promise, my second show this week on Saturday, we will have the music and sound effects and all that sorted out. Right, well, if you are new here, or if you've been here before, this is your one-stop shop for everything WWE. So come on in, kick your feet up, get something cool to drink. It is scorching in the cave today, but we persevere. And so, give you guys a bit of a roadmap as to where we're going today. So we've got introduction. This is the introduction where I talk about either something going on with WWE or something just in general out in the world. Do the main event where I review and in some cases preview everything that's going on with WWE. We do Dark Side of the Ring, and then we finish up with thank yous. So, let's start off, shall we, with the introduction. And, again, thank you for being here. I'm in 32 different countries all around this great big world of ours. And super, super excited to have everybody on board. Speaking of getting on board with something. So, this past week, or during this week, I should say it's past a few days or so, I have been in with the new hip trendy app called Threads. Threads is what some people are calling the, and I'm doing the horror quotes thing here, folks, the Twitter killer. It is a Twitter clone from the good folks over at Meta, which owns Facebook and Instagram. And if you've been on the Threads, you know what I'm talking about. It is amazing. It is a breath of fresh air. It's a new start, and I feel bad because I was all in for Mastodon, but I don't know. I felt kind of isolated on Mastodon, whereas on Threads, it feels like I'm more out in the open. I'm more out in the general public. It is really, really cool. If you want to try out Threads, you got to do two things. One, you got to have an Instagram account, right? And two, you go on to your app store, so either iOS or Android. Just type Threads, as in, Threads. Type in Threads, and it'll pop right up. You push it, push the button. It will literally walk you through the process. It will link your Instagram account with your Threads account. So everything carries over from Instagram. It is really, 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 really cool. So if you want to give me a look-see on Threads, you can do so. Just search for, and give me just a second. There we go. You can either search for Russell Wortham, Russell Wortham, Russell Wortham, or just type the THE underscore, or you know, the underline button, R W S H O W. So the R W show that will get you in on Threads. Very grateful to have y'all on board. So come on in. We, you know, we will talk WWE. I'll try to drop videos, you know, if not every day, certainly a couple times a week. Just kind of some general thoughts. I will post all of this to my three major accounts, which is Threads, Instagram, and Facebook. And so y'all can come along with me on this here adventure. Right, so that is the introduction. So we go in now with the main event. And in this week's main event, tons to go through. We start off with Money in the Bank. We had the men's Money in the Bank match first. It was a car crash. I mean, it really was. There were bodies flying everywhere. Yeah, so there was a car crash there. Ricochet dove through the top part of the ladder. So if you know, if you open up the ladder, so there's the bottom space, and then there's the space, the top space. He dove through the top. How he did that is mind-blowing to me. That just blew me away. Something that happened both with the men's and women's Money in the Bank ladder matches, those ladders were not gimmicked. Meaning, there are times where, you know, you could get a table and, you know, you can see the line. You can see the line of, you know, where they sawed it in half and then kind of, you know, patched it back together so that, you know, it would break, you know, when you went through it. There were no breaks in those ladders. It was stiff. I mean, some of those shots that they were, you know, hitting, you know, on their back and stuff. I mean, those were stiff shots. I was like, oh my gosh, no ladders, you know, no ladders, you know, broke or anything. It was just, you're there and you hit hard on that ladder. Oof. I don't care if they're made out of tinfoil. That has to hurt. It really does. Of course, there was that table botch. You had Damian Priest and Logan Paul, you know, setting up two tables, you know, the front of the ring. So there was the table that was up against the ring. The other one was a little off. And what happened was there was really just really sickening thud that Logan Paul did. He got thrown out onto the tables. And because they were a bit askew, he landed just wrong on the one table, and then he just kind of fell over onto the back of his head. So instead of it kind of absorbing and then, like I said, you know, it breaking, he skidded off the one, went over the other, and it was nasty. you had just a really hot, hot London crowd. It was absolutely phenomenal to see that crowd in London. Ultimately, when I tell you folks, I told you, I said, Cardiff, right? Cardiff, Los Angeles, now London, we're going to get screwed again. And, well, what do you know? We got screwed again. Everybody was going for LA Knight. LA Knight didn't win. I'll get to the press conference after. Go through Money in the Bank. But I was like, are you kidding me? The women's tag titles. It was a decent match between Shayna, Ronda, and Raquel Rodriguez and Liv Morgan. The only thing that was really of any big interest in the match was that Shayna turned on Ronda, I should say. Shayna turned on Ronda. And then because of that, Raquel Rodriguez and Liv Morgan won back their titles. The women's tag titles have gotten hot-shotted again. And it's just kind of like, okay, if you're not going to take them seriously, then why are we doing this thing? I don't understand that. Matt Riddle versus Walter. I know it's Gunther. I know it's, you know, officially it's Gunther, but I'm always going to think of him as Walter. So Matt Riddle versus Walter, it was physical. I mean, it was physical. Matt Riddle had his left ankle taped. It was picked apart. And, I mean, Walter took some offense. But by and large, he just ran over Matt Riddle. And then after that, you had, well, my words, Michael Cole, a pissed off Scott. That's right, folks. Drew McIntyre is back. And again, we will talk about the aftermath here in a moment. But Drew McIntyre is back. And he is officially going after Walter for the Intercontinental Championship. So, yeah, that was really cool to see. Cody versus Dom. It was just really a short match. Cody really dominated the match. John Cena came out with a bit of a strange promo. You had him come out and say, oh, the people in the back, they don't want you to have WrestleMania, and they think that you're going to hijack the show, and they don't like your passion. And I'm thinking, hold up there, Jonathan. Who the heck? Okay, first of all, who are they? And second of all, why are you saying any of this? I know it was to pump up the crowd in London, but I'm thinking, they, again, who's they? Well, they don't want you to have WrestleMania here. Oh, okay, well, first of all, and realize WrestleMania, with all due respect, I didn't realize that WrestleMania was on the table, okay, for, like, the UK. I did not realize that. Now I do. At the time, I don't. You know, the time I didn't. So that was just weird. And then Grayson Waller comes out, the whole thing. It was just really weird. The women's Money in the Bank. You had Io Sky outlasting everybody else. Again, it was a car crash. The ladders were not gimmicked. And just crazy, crazy stuff, you know, going on. For a while there, it looked like Becky Lynch was going to win. And then it came down to Bayley, Io, and Becky. And Becky already had one set of handcuffs on her wrist. So Io was being very, very ingenuous. that's really not the right word I want to use. But she was really using her head. Because she was like, oh, well, she's already handcuffed. I'll just handcuff her to Bayley and I'll just climb up the ladder. Pfft, it's fine. And so Io Sky is your new Miss Money in the Bank. Congratulations, Io Sky. Congratulations to Damian Priest. You had Colby versus Finn for the World Heavyweight Championship. That was a decent match. The Civil War was great. It told a great story. The Usos won. And it was Jey Uso that, for the first time in 3.5 years, pinned Roman Reigns. Again, for the first time in 3.5 years, Roman Reigns got pinned by his cousin, Jey Uso. Mind-blowing. The press conference. Cody started off. It was candid, as always. One of the things I was kind of popping for was he said, you know, during my excursion, I think I ran up the bill for wetculture.com, and I'm thinking, Oh, that's fun. That's fun. Because back in the day, they had What Culture Pro Wrestling. Cody was in What Culture Pro Wrestling for a bit. So I thought that was a pretty cool scenario. one of the reporters very astutely asked Cody, saying, hey, Cody, if you were to win this, well, is the story finished? If you win the World Heavyweight Championship, is the story finished? And Cody, and I think he gave a class answer. He said, no. And I tell you why. Because that's not, with all due respect towards the World Heavyweight Championship, they are building something special on Raw. Seth is killing it. He's going to be a great champion. He's building something special. But I want the title that eluded my dad. And that's the WWE Championship. So I just thought, okay, that's a class answer. So again, I'm thinking WWE, again, if you were going to split the titles, then why didn't you have Cody win the WWE title at WrestleMania? I get it. They wanted the 1,000-day reign, blah, 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 whatever. But, and then, if you're going to have Cody Rhodes go up against Roman Reigns, then, why didn't you keep him on SmackDown? You could have kept him apart. But if you knew this was going to happen, just WWE just overthought that whole thing. Damian Priest and Io Shirai were up next. Damon got... I thought he got the majority of the questions. I'll have to go back and look. I think it was 2-2. You know, he was talking about how proud he was to be in position to be the first Puerto Rican since Pedro Morales. I couldn't believe that if he were to cash in, that Damian Priest would be the first Puerto Rican since Pedro Morales to be the WWE or World Heavyweight Champion. I mean, okay. So I thought that was cool. Io Shirai, was, at one point she got exasperated, and she's like, she opens up the briefcase. Now, I had never seen the briefcase open up in my life. I thought, okay, well, is it just sealed shut? What's going on? No. They open up. I shouldn't say first time. It was second time. The first time was Becky and, relinquishing to Asuka and all that. But, WWE had Io Shirai open up the briefcase, and she got a shirt, and she's like, fine, look right here. I am Ms. Money in the Bank. Deal with it. Because they were asking, was there any, is there any tension between you and Bayley? And Bayley's like, no, there's not. And, it's sad because I've heard Io do promos before. She can speak English. It's not like she can't speak on her own. So I don't know. I thought that was a little weird. New tag champions with Raquel Rodriguez, Liv Morgan. I really do hope that they can finally stabilize those titles. I kind of doubt it, though. Seth freaking Rollins, a.k.a. Colby, is building something special with the World Heavyweight Championship. And then finally, Triple H with... he said something along the lines of, because of the American holiday, I'm like, because you can't say 4th of July, apparently, in London. I thought that was kind of funny. It was kind of cool. It was a little weird. Going back, when Cody was coming out, and you had the logo and, the American Nightmare and, all that. And I'm like, oh my gosh. I am a student of history. And we've been friends for a very, very, very long time now. I just kind of popped when I saw the American flag at a London show. I just kind of popped for that. I'm like, okay. That was something. People various people on in the internet, and I apologize, I can't remember right off the top of my head, but various people on social media were saying that Triple H just gives really cryptic, non-answer answers, and I'm like, yeah, I can see that. His answer on LA Night was just absolutely insane. I mean, they were asking him, well, a lot of people wanted LA Night. Why didn't you go for LA Night? And his answer was, good things come to those who wait. Like, excuse you? So it was the Cardiff. Didn't do it. With Drew McIntyre. Los Angeles. Didn't do it with Cody Rhodes. Now London with LA Knight. And you still could have had tensions between, Damian Priest and Finn Balor. With or without the briefcase. And so, again, no harm, no foul. I don't understand why WWE is doing this. I can think of one man, but I can't be sure. So I won't say his name, but I think, the former boss? Yeah, the former boss, I think, is pulling some strings here. Right, so, that is essentially the wrap-up from Money in the Bank. Right, so we're going to go straightway into Dark Side of the Ring, talking about Matt Bourne, Maniac Matt Bourne, Doink the Clown, whatever you want to call it, whoever you want to call him. Look, I knew of Matt Bourne because he was at the first WrestleMania against Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. And then I knew of, his end because, he was Doink the Clown. He was the first Doink the Clown. But I didn't really know the in-between. Oh my gosh, you want to talk about just really sad, really tragic. Drug addiction, drug abuse, much of his adult life, at least. It was just really sad. They had, his two ex-wives, his girlfriend at the end, they had his daughter kind of filling in the blanks between the first WrestleMania and when we saw him as Doink the Clown. And it was fascinating because Matt Bourne looked like he had just a ton of talent to him. But It was kind of a squandered thing. So, yeah, that's Dark Side of the Ring. It's really heartbreaking. Go out and watch it. It's scary. It's sad. It was a cautionary tale. So, there's Dark Side of the Ring. Right. Finally, thank yous. Thank you to everybody that listens on whatever podcast choice you want. I'm on Spotify. I'm on Google. I'm on TuneIn. I'm on Spotify. Wherever you find your podcasts, I promise you, you can find me. So, thank you to everybody around the world that listens to me on a weekly basis. Thank you to the good folks over at Envato Elements for the use of their royalty-free music and sound effects. And thank you to the good folks over at OneStopWrestling.com who host this podcast. Very grateful to all y'all over there in the UK, and including the man that I like to call the Godfather, Mr. Craig Smith. Thank you, sir. I am seriously extraordinarily grateful for you allowing me to be a part of your group is meant the world to me. Right, so that's the show. I will be back on Saturday. We will go through Raw, NXT, SmackDown from this week. Like I said, I'll have all my links in the description of the show. So, until I see you guys next time, this is Russell Wortham, and just like the Beatles sang all those many, many years ago, love is all you need. I will see you guys on Saturday.